From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Happy April 1st to you. Next hour, the WebBot folks join us as we talk about their pending predictions. If you don't know about the WebBot, well, stick along because these guys have an incredible story to tell. Here's what's happening. Well, don't say we told you so, that when the H1N1 vaccine first became available last fall, some people just lined up for it, and it went all the way down the streets. But now it's being reported the government is about to throw away millions of those vaccines. The news comes just days after health officials warned Americans that the H1N1 flu season is not yet over, they say, with the Southeast reporting an increase in the case of the virus. According to a report in the Washington Post, less than half of the 229 million doses of the vaccine the government bought to fight the virus have been administered, which leaves an estimated 71.5 million doses that will have to be discarded if they are not used before they expire. A group of suspected pirates captured after attacking a U.S. Navy frigate in the Indian Ocean, not very smart to do. The USS Nicholas reported taking fire from the suspected pirate boat. The Nicholas quickly returned fire and began pursuing the boat, which was eventually disabled. A boarding team from the Nicholas subsequently captured and detained three people. Captain Kelly Sweeney with us. He's a master mariner, holds the highest captain's license that a merchant mariner can have. Captain, they picked the wrong ship this time, didn't they?
They certainly did, George, and a big ahoy to you and all the Coast listeners. It's great being back, and yes, they made a big mistake this time. Their modus operandi in Somalia so far near the coast where most of the attacks have occurred, the pirates have usually attacked vessels during daylight. Their tactics have changed as they've been getting further and further offshore into the Indian Ocean off the coast, and here they attacked at night, but they should have checked the ship they were hitting first.
What's the situation with pirates? They're still out there doing their thing, aren't they?
They sure are, George. Piracy is at a six-year high, and it's increased about 1,000% in the last few years, and this shows to me why we need to have naval vessels like the Nicholas patrolling these high-risk waters to keep those waters safe for commerce, for world commerce and shipping.
Kelly, are there other countries out there patrolling those waters as well?
There are, George, yes. The French, the Italians, the Chinese, the Brits, they've all been doing their part. What I would like to see is a lot of the other countries that have merchant marines that aren't ponying up and putting some of their naval vessels patrolling these high-risk areas. And it's only relying on somewhere, depending on, between 7 and 15 countries.
All right, Kelly. Thank you so much. Kelly's website, part of our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. Noted Italian exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth commented this week that the recent defamatory reporting on Pope Benedict XVI, especially by the New York Times, was prompted by the devil. The 85-year-old exorcist noted that the devil is behind the recent attacks on the Pope regarding some pedophilia cases. Father Amorth added that in instances of sexual abuse committed by some members of the clergy, the devil uses priests in order to cast blame upon the entire church. The devil wants the death of the church because she is the mother of all the saints. Apparently, the devil got to a priest in St. Louis, a Roman Catholic priest from St. Louis, expected to face nearly 7 years in prison after admitting that he possessed child pornography. The Reverend James Patrick Grady, 58 years old, was among three men arrested in a sting operation by the FBI in July. He pleaded guilty after reaching an agreement with federal prosecutors. Formal sentencing will be June 25th, but the agreement calls for an 80-month sentence. The lawyer of a Lebanese TV psychic who was convicted in Saudi Arabia of witchcraft said her client could be beheaded this week and urged Lebanese and Saudi leaders to help spare his life. The attorney said she learned from a judicial source that Ali Sabat is to be beheaded on Friday, which is right about now in the Middle East. She added that she does not have any official confirmation of this. Saudi officials would not immediately comment on the matter. Shares of General Motors and also truck sales up 21% last month compared with a dismal March last year, a sign that the U.S. auto sales are benefiting from an incentive war touched off by Toyota. Ford Motor Company, their sales jumped 40% in March, so they're all happy there. A drug company used in men with enlarged prostates seems to cut the risk of prostate cancer. A large international study says this. A four-year trial in more than 6,500 men found that those who took this drug had a 23% lower risk of prostate cancer than those who took a dummy pill. Herb Ellis, considered to be one of the great jazz guitar soloists, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 88. The musician who had Alzheimer's disease died at his home. Ellis, whose career spanned six decades, performed with what is regarded as the classic lineup of the acclaimed Oscar Peterson Trio. He also worked with jazz greats including Ella Fitzgerald, Jimmy Dorsey, and Louis Armstrong. Ellis, who was born in 1921 in Texas, was performing in the trio Soft Winds in a concert in Buffalo when pianist Peterson spotted his incredible talent. In a bizarre twist to the battle of the estate left behind by the late chess legend Bobby Fischer, a lawyer says that it looks like they're going to have to exhume, that's dig up his remains, because he's got a Filipino child, he's got a wife, and he's got another relative, and they all want claim to his multi-million dollar estate. Problem is, there's no DNA of Bobby Fischer to date, so they can't verify who's who. So they're going to dig him up, get the DNA, and then try to see if they can find out who is who. Hey, I've got an announcement for you. First of all, I want to tell you all that we have just reached a milestone of 540 affiliates, radio stations here in North America. 540. That makes us the second highest affiliate syndicated program in the country. And I really believe as we continue this pace, we'll probably be number one. I mean, it is just an incredible feat by all the people who work here at Coast to Coast AM. Be that said, this is an industry these days that is being run by marketers and aggressive people who look at audience research. And Coast to Coast is very strong in every market that we are in. Number one in almost every market we are in. And because of the great teamwork that we've had over the years from this program that first started off as a political show with Art Bell, and then Art decided that he wanted to move into the paranormal arena, and he did that so successfully. And then when I came in 7 years ago, we kept the paranormal genre, and then we tweaked it a little bit. We started covering conspiracies and other stories that affect people, especially since 9/11, things have truly changed. And so that's what we've been doing here at Coast to Coast, and I'm very proud of it. Proud of it with the staff that we've put together as well. But I guess sometimes it's always refreshing for change, and the marketers believe now that the new edgy format in this country will be late-night cooking shows. And so they have decided that effective next week, Coast to Coast will become the first late-night full-time cooking show on the radio. We will have special guests throughout the week in Pituitary who are experts in cooking. This concept came under protest, and I've got to tell you that, with executive producer Lisa Lyon and producer Tom Danheiser. They were vehemently opposed to this move, and we sat down with them and, well, I guess in this tough economic time, we offered them a little bit more money, and they accepted. So they are staying aboard with this. Board up Dan Galante, truly a team player all the way, simply said, whatever we need to do to keep winning, we'll do. And so Dan will stay as well. There could be a fatality with webmaster Lex Lonehood. Lex sent me an email yesterday and simply said he's very uncomfortable with the new format. So I do not know what will happen with Lex, but I will tell you, he is a talk show host's dream. He's one of the greatest webmasters that you'll ever find. So beginning next week, Coast to Coast will change its name to Toast to Toast. There'll be a new co-host with me that I will introduce to you in just a moment. And when we come back, you're going to have an opportunity to talk to and listen to some of our favorite guests who will no longer be with us, some who may, and also some new contributing guests to what will be Toast to Toast. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, and I know some of you may be somewhat in shock over what I just announced. Now, heading up our Saturday edition of Coast to Coast, soon to be Toast to Toast, is none other than Ian Punnett. And Ian, I trust that you're all excited for your very first show.
Well, I think like you, I think I'm hoping that this this programming idea will work. We know that the guys down in R&D have been working hard on this for a while, and you know, I don't know that the all cooking format is going to be as big as what we've done, but you know, I don't want to jam them up, so you know, I'm on board. I'm on board with this new Toast to Toast.
You've always been one of the best and one of the great team players. I don't know if we can collectively sustain 4 to 5 hours every night, but we'll give it our shot.
Well, I think on Toast to Toast, I think we're just going to have to find out if we're bred that way. You know, I don't want to sound too wry, but I just mean, you know, and I think that really comes down to kind of the crust of the subject is, are things going to change? You know, what will be familiar to, I guess we could call them now, the new listeners, Toasties.
You right? Got it. Toasties it is. And not this Saturday, but the following Saturday will be your right. Very first Toast to Toast.
Yeah, we're still deciding on, you know, the subject on Toast to Toast on Saturday night, whether it's going to be, whether they're going to go dark or do we go light. You know, all I can promise you is it will not be sour, though some people may not be ready for this format. We promise that when we get it done, it will not be stale, and it'll never be crummy, and we'll be ready for Toast to Toast AM coming up when I get my shot at it a week from Saturday.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, Ian. And of course, I've got to tell you, a regular guest here at Coast to Coast for years, having listened to him with Art Bell and having been one of my favorites, is our science advisor and head of the EnterpriseMission.com, Richard C. Hoagland. And I don't know, Richard, whether to say goodbye to you or welcome aboard, and I hope you can join us once in a while.
You know, George, it takes a lot to make me speechless, and I'm seriously speechless. Wow. I have always said that the guys in suits, the network people, are really, really, really out of touch with their audience. And I, in all honesty, my friend, I got to tell you, I think this is really a mistake.
Well, I want to thank you, though, for the years that you have been at my side and you've been at Art's side, and you've been one of the best. I wish you well. I do hope that every once in a while you and Robin maybe pop in with a recipe or two. I'd love for you to share that with us.
Well, Robin really is the expert cook in the family. I can do a couple things, but I don't think that they would have although there was a time when I first met Gene Roddenberry, and I wound up cooking Swedish pancakes for him and his paramour at that time. He wasn't married yet, but they were going to Japan to get married, and I, you know, we played pool, and I baked Swedish pancakes. So if anybody out there is interested in a recipe that has been in my family for, I mean, George, I'm really kind of, I mean, I think of all the shows I've done with Art and with you and the, you know, the cutting edge things that we've broken and
I know it.
And the, you know, the things that we're on the edge of. I mean, we're on the edge of such amazing. I mean, look, could the guys upstairs be looking at this maybe as a kind of a wine thing? I mean, I know California's balance of payments and the, you know, they're looking at now marijuana and they have a major wine crop. Are they thinking that maybe it's the economics of where the show is based? And if you
You know, Richard, I've got to tell you, we do very, very well as a network show, but I'm sure the research has shown that a cooking show with, you know, you talk about wine and things like that is extremely profitable. And, you know, that's the direction they want to go. I've got multi-years left on my contract, and so I'm going to give it my best shot. And I just wanted to thank you, and just keep in touch with us, all right?
Well, you know, as in terms of toast to toast, here's a toast from your friend.
You got it, and you'll always be. And, of course, one of our regulars of Coast to Coast is our food safety expert, Jeff Nelkin, who has agreed to stay on with us on Toast to Toast as a food safety expert. So, Jeff, for you specifically, this is probably going to give you a little more work with us.
Well, I'm really excited. And, you know, we also heard from the NBC consulting gurus, you know, the ones that kind of rotated Conan O'Brien and Leno and back
yep.
and forth. And they were really behind this idea.
Well, we're going to give it our shot. And I know when you're with me next week and we talk about some recipes that could be dangerous to your health, we'll be giving those out on your website and on ours. But I want to thank you as we move forward with this format, Jeff.
I think it's a very exciting format, you know, toast to toast. And I think you're going to be stirring up a lot of issues. And we even may come across some paranormal kitchens.
Absolutely. That's Jeff Nelkin, food safety expert, and one of our new contributing chefs to the program. Starting next week, he'll appear weekly, is nationally renowned chef, French chef Jacques Lafitte, who will be with us. And this is not a first for you. You've done a lot of television, Jacques, and radio might be new to you, but you've got the experience.
Bonsoir, Georges. Congratulations on 540 stations. That's magnificent.
Yeah, well, it's something we developed for a long time, and I hope we can continue to grow it. How are you going to handle going from television as a cooking chef to radio?
Oh, I think it's, you know, of course, they always say that radio is the theater of the mind, and the sky's the limit. You know, people can use their imagination. We can give recipes, and, you know, I was thinking that maybe during the first hours we could talk about appetizers. We'll do different cuisines from different countries, and so in the first hours we can do different cuisine each night. And the first night we would do the first hour we would do appetizers. The second hour we'd do entrees. The third hour we'd do desserts, and the final hour would be for questions from your audience.
Well, that's important. We'll continue to take questions. I think that's been a staple of Coast to Coast, and surely will be of Toast to Toast. Well, thank you, Chef, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Bonjour.
Of course, my co-host, my brand-new co-host, and I want to introduce you to Dominic Borelli. He's one of the most sought-after private chefs on the West Coast. He has built his reputation by word of mouth among some of the world's most wealthy and powerful clientele, who have shared with him deep insights into how the world works and what people like to eat. He has traveled the world learning from the great chefs. And, well, we're honored to welcome to the Premier Radio Network's Dominic Borelli. Dominic, it's good to have you with us. How are you?
I am well, George. And there is no one I would rather enter this new field, this new territory with than you, George.
I'm going to keep you for phone calls and a little bit more discussion at the half, Dominic, because I want to give people a sample and a taste, literally, of how you conduct yourself on the radio. You've been a world-renowned chef, and how you equate that to radio is going to be an art, but you're going to be with me every night.
Yes, I will be painting the picture for everyone and just along with you, just exploring and experiencing new techniques and merging the old with the new, the old country with the new country.
What is it about food these days, Chef Borelli, that people just seem to be enamored with cooking? I mean, utensils are selling, plates are selling, people are buying stuff like crazy.
Well, you know, what commercial cooking was is now becoming the new residential cooking. People want to learn the techniques of the chefs, of the masters, and be able to do that and entertain in their own homes. So I think there's a very great hunger for that, and it's up to us to deliver that for them, to make that accessible by telling them and explaining how they can do this.
All right, Chef Dominic Borelli, you stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. We'd like to get your views on this this move, Toast to Toast. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, the WebBot folks join us as we talk about their predictions, some incredible, uncanny predictions, I might add. When we come back, more with our new co-host, Chef Dominic Borelli, who joins us next week as the format changes from Coast to Toast, the first nationally syndicated cooking show in the world. And also, we'll be talking with a few Coast to Coast guests, and we'll take your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie with co-host Dominic Borelli beginning next week. Dominic will be taking your calls tonight, too, as we talk about Toast to Toast, the new cooking show. Dominic, I'm going to bring in Catherine Austin Fitz, who's been a regular economic contributor to Coast, one of the best in the country, telling us months before anybody even knew what was going on about this economic mess we're in. And Catherine, you have taken up the option to stay on with us at Toast to Toast. Thank you.
George, I'm thrilled. I don't know if you realize this, but I spent many years in the restaurant business.
I did not know that.
Yes, I've been a waitress. I've been a bartender. I was a maitre d', a sous chef. I worked my way up to bar manager and restaurant manager. And I have so many, you know, it is so important that people know how to use restaurants, know how to relate to restaurants, and get the most for their dollar. You know, in this day and age, it's so important, get the best service for tips. You know, I'm thrilled for the opportunity to be part of Toast to Toast, and I think this is very important.
Well, you can give us advice on what percent to tip. I mean, the stories for you are endless with this.
Oh, I could go on and on. And, you know, I'm one of those people who believe I'm a big tipper, but I, you know, the reason I can afford to tip great service 30% is because, you know, terrible service doesn't get 5% from me. So, you know, so there are really ways of doing it. And one of the things I like to encourage people, if you find a restaurant with great service and you, you know, and you build a relationship over time, you communicate and you learn how to communicate and make your reservations and let them know what you want. You can, for your dollar, you can get much better service. I'll never forget, I was, I took the chairman of my firm on Wall Street out to a restaurant as I was leaving to go into the administration, and we got incredible service. And we walked out the door, and finally he said to me, you know, he said, I don't mean to insult you, but, you know, I'm the chairman of the firm, and I never get service that good. And he said, how do you do it? He said, because, you know, really, you're only a junior partner. And I said, John, you tip 30%. It's really simple.
All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you next week on Toast to Toast, Catherine.
Me too. Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. And it appears, Chef Dominic Borelli, that, you know, a lot of past guests have something to contribute with some kind of a format like this.
Yes. Well, you know, food interweaves with so many different, like economics, for example. It is imperative for economics to be good, for food to be good. To be successful in a restaurant, you need to have people coming in, spending money. But also the thing I bring to the table, you know, I've cooked in people's homes for years. I owned a catering company. Food is intimate. Food does not have to be formal. And this is where we come in and bring it into people's homes, into their radios. And I am so excited to go on this journey with you, George, because I just think food, it is the future.
It is the future. Let's take some calls before we pick up Susan Smith-Jones, our health food expert as well. Let's go to Jill in San Diego, west of the Rockies, for her reaction. Hey, Jill, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. I hope you'll give me a little bit of time. I've listened to you and George and Ian and Art and all you guys for so long, and all these people are going to disappear. I cannot believe it, but I need to know about this. The website is, can you please at least do post website so that we can get the information that we have been getting all this time?
For the foreseeable future, Jill, we will have the Coast to Coast website. I don't know what's going to happen to webmaster Lex Lonehood. He stood his ground on this. He told the network under no circumstances or terms is he happy with this. And he said, I'm very uncomfortable with it. And so I don't know what's going to happen with him.
Give me a couple more. I have one more question and then a couple comments. What's going to happen to our 6 to 10 shows and at night that has Coast to Coast with Art, the old shows?
Oh, they'll still run.
They'll still run. And you know what? I hate to say it, but I don't know how you're going to manage this. I just feel like it's kind of beneath you, but I understand it's okay that you're doing it. But you know what? I'm so upset. I'm sure that there's millions of people across the country feeling the same way as I do. I'm so upset. My heart is beating fast. And all I can do is think, is this a joke? And I just laugh because we need to hear what you have to say. And you were saying you were going to be here till, 2012. And where
are you? I will. No, I'll be here through 2012. There's no doubt that, Jill, I may be carrying bottles of champagne, but I'll still be here. Let's go to Susan Smith-Jones. She's our health food expert as well, a nutritionist with some of the greatest ideas you can imagine. Susan, so you'll be with us too as we move through this.
Hi, Dominique. Hi.
Hello.
Tommy told me the news, and bonjour, bonsoir, I jumped for joy because, for 25 years I've been a culinary instructor. I've been a private chef for lots of celebrities. I used to have my own catering company. I write books about foods and spices. So I am thrilled about this. And I'm even thinking that, and I discussed this with Tommy already, over the next few weeks and months, I can talk about some of my favorite recipes for whatever ails you. I can do like an A to Z alphabet of ailments and conditions and then recommend food recipes. And like A for A, if we start with A, it could be acne, arthritis, asthma, and allergies. And then I'll give you the best foods and spices. And I promise I'll keep you on the cutting edge because I can talk about things like spices such as your favorite, turmeric or cinnamon, clove, sage, rosemary, basil, garlic, black pepper. Not only how they enhance the foods and add flavor, but how they provide nutrients, antioxidants, phytochemicals to heal the body. And I know one thing's for sure, your listeners will probably be salivating more now during your shows with your new culinary theme.
Absolutely. And Susan, I told the network, hey, why can't we do this once a month? Let me do it. I'll have fun. I'll do it on a Sunday. I do the first Sunday anyway. They said their audience research shows that this is huge.
Well, and I know it is because I do lots of TV shows and other radio talk shows having to do with culinary foods and spices, all of that. And I know with you, George, anything you do, you'll make it great. You'll make this successful, onward and upward. And I know all of us are toasting you now. You'll make it perfect.
I will do the best I can. Thank you, Susan. And Chef Dominic Borelli, I understand that, throughout the programs, you'll be giving people advice, for example, on cutlery and the proper napkins to buy and things like that?
Everything from start to finish, everything from the simplest elements to the most complex. I mean, this does not have to be a difficult thing. It's a wonderful thing. Any well-developed culture, when you talk about Rome or anywhere else, when food starts to become a representation of what the culture is, then food transcends just being fuel, just being energy for the body. And I think we can uncover what we don't see in American cuisine.
And we could do a show on, for example, if a single guy invites a woman over to his house or apartment and wants to cook her dinner, or the woman wants to do it for the guy, and give them tips on what the do's and don'ts, right?
Absolutely. That's a perfect example, George. We get into these life situations, and what do I do? She's coming over in an hour, and I need to prepare something. We can help them with that.
Yeah, you mean, whether we should even put flowers out on the table and things like that.
There you go. You want to score some points, you do that too.
Let's go to Petaluma, California. Greg is on the wild card line. Greg, welcome to the show.
George, how are you?
I'm okay.
I say that my girlfriend and I love you.
Thank you.
Absolutely love you to the ground. And, this is just, my thoughts on the whole thing. All I have to say is the answer to 1984 is 1776, people. the bottom line is you guys are the flaming spearhead of truth, justice, and information you know, like the onion keeps getting peeled layer by layer by coast to coast. And I would just say it's one of the most important radio shows on the planet. And it's just touched lives and hearts and minds and souls in a time of confusion and need and change and awakening. So there's so much going on. There's so much upheaval. So it's been the encyclopedia of just kind of heartfelt soul, mind. I don't know. It's just been so important, I think. I have so many friends that, you know, wake up in the morning early to go to work, but they'll listen to you at 2 a.m. So, I mean, all I can say is, you know, as a little child, my father, he took me into East Berlin when the wall was up through Checkpoint Charlie.
Oh, my God. That must have just have been an awesome effect on you.
An absolute eye-opener for a guy that's, you know, a kid that was like, you know, 12 years old, you know, just going through all this and seeing what can happen to a population when things go awry. And today I was out in an area of the East Bay, of the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was a woman, and she was looking up at the sky. I was at a cafe, and she pointed to this long striation in the sky, and she's like, gee, what is that? That doesn't look like a contrail. That doesn't look like a jet. And I go, no, that's called a chemtrail. And she's like, what's a chemtrail? And I just kind of shook my head, and I'm like, I don't even know if I want you to know.
Well, let me tell you something, Greg, and you'll get a kick out of this. My very favorite Twilight Zone show is To Serve Man. How appropriate is that for the new Toast to Toast show? Unbelievable. All right, you go, Greg.
Indeed. Well,
all right. Thanks, Greg. I got to take a few more calls here as the clock is ticking. We have a new bumper that I want you to hear. You're going to hear more of it later on. This was put together by the Iceman, Rob, at our network. But here's just a little glimpse of that.
Toast to toast, they're cooking up the airwaves.
Now, what do you think of that, Chef Borelli?
I like that a lot. I think that's very catchy.
Me too.
I can hear the people singing that to themselves.
I agree. Let's go to Phyllis, first-time caller in Colorado. Phyllis, thanks for calling.
Yes, you know, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I think two nights a week, this would be very refreshing and enlightening and just beautiful. But to take away Coast to Coast altogether, is somebody wanting to destroy the show? And all of my advice for you, George, is don't quit. Don't give up your money. Don't break your contract, and whoever it is out there that I just don't trust what's afoot. Not that I don't think that this gentleman won't be wonderful, but I think he'd be wonderful two nights a week. And I just, to give up the knowledge that we get from your show is very scary business. I don't trust this. But thank you anyway. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Phyllis, and I'm glad you're going to continue listening to the Toast to Toast program. You know, what had happened, Dominic, several months ago is I did a program on food and health and alternative health. We talked about getting rid of MSG and things like that. It was one of the highest rated programs we've ever had. We were flooded by emails and phone calls. And I think somebody at the network probably said, And they went off and started doing some silence and research, and lo and behold, this is what we have.
Well, you know, just with like what you've been doing all along is creating awareness that wasn't there before. You're just going to be doing that in a different area, a different category. So I don't think it's like the end of you as people know you, but you're going to shift gears and do what you do, uncovering, going deeper, but with food.
Let's go to Gracie in Martinez, California. Hi, Gracie. You're up.
Hi, George. Hi. We met in Santa Maria, and I really loved meeting you down in Santa Maria. That's where, but I was calling up. I was listening to the radio show and hearing what you have to say, and I was just wondering, is that idiot Obama behind this?
No, the president is not behind this change. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we will still listen, and we love your show.
All right. Thank you, Gracie. I appreciate it. So we still have this following, Dominic.
Lots of strong feelings, George, but that's only because people love you. So we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, we will. We're going to be, both of us, I think, treading through new ground here. But, you know, the radio waves, I've always believed since I was a kid, belong to the public. And, you know, we shall see what happens. As you know, Coast to Coast has been a hugely popular and successful program. And let's hope that Toast to Toast will be. And we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm opening up a bottle of Chianti Reserva and toasting you right now, George.
Hey, by the way, speaking of wine, is old wine really better wine? You know, something that the bottle was in, 1930, as opposed to something that came out in 2008.
Well, you know, if the year was a good year, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, older wine, of course, is going to be better, but it all happens with the weather. And if the weather was amazing that year for grapes, then you're going to have a great bottle of wine.
Let's go to Jason, first-time caller. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hello, Jason. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm okay.
Yeah, well, man, I'm going to be honest, bro. I've been listening to you for 10 years now when I was driving trucks, and I'm shocked. I keep feeling like, especially when you played that little clip with the music, I feel like somebody's playing an April Fool's joke on me. Like, I still don't believe it. Like, it's real. Like, it's really happening.
You sound like you're in shock, Jason.
I'm in shock. Like, I don't know. I feel like somebody came in and just taken one of my kids. I mean, I listen to your radio show every single night.
I'm going to still be here, Jace. You're not going to leave me, are you?
But, you know, I mean, I like to cook, and that stuff's great. And I can see it working. Like, the previous caller said once or twice a week, maybe. But, I mean, I don't even know what to say, because you're where I get my news.
I'll still always do the news of the day. I may change some of it sometimes. You know, sometimes we may talk about, you know, a guy who stole somebody's tip or something and do little weird things like that.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Jason. Well, you stay with us. Okay, I appreciate that. Dominic, so are you going to wear like a chef's outfit wherever you are when we do this?
Well, you know, it depends if we have a webcam on, right?
I mean, well, you do know that they were thinking about that. I have always, I didn't want a webcam during the show like the daytime talk show hosts do, primarily because the mystery of Coast to Coast is nighttime. It's eerie. It's all this, right? You know. And to me, it's like pulling back the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. You know, you pull it back, and there's the little wizard doing his thing.
Sure.
And I want the mystery of the mind. So we don't have cameras. I've turned down, Dominic, television programs that wanted to simulcast Coast to Coast with a camera. Big bucks for me. I'm telling you, big dollars. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anything to do with that. And I've turned that down. What we will probably do is we'll continue with our Streamlink members and our very special things that we do for them. I may put in a webcam. We do a chat once a month, and I may put in a webcam for that where they can see me and talk to me instead of just typing back and forth. That might be kind of intriguing.
Yeah, or when we're preparing something like on a live chat, I could be preparing a dish, and as we're doing that, the camera is on the table or something like that.
Well, Dominic, I want to thank you. I look forward to talking to you next week as well.
George, you're always a visionary, and I look forward to this next chapter.
You know, thanks, Dominic. I have covered some of the most incredible programs and stories on Coast to Coast over the years. What is so bizarre for me is that 2 years ago, on April 1st, I unraveled a story of a baby Tyrannosaurus Rex. Last year, we were the first ones to do a story on April 1st, of the robotic talk show host. You remember that? The thing that's going to take this country by craze. And now tonight on April 1st, I get to talk about Toast to Toast. Why is that happening to me?